Thank you for listening to this message from Valley Bible Fellowship. It is our sincere prayer that you're richly blessed through the ministry of the Word. For more information about VBF, visit our website at vbf.org.
Are we good now? I feel like a Pentecostal preacher now with a mic. Yes, praise you, God. Let's just bow our heads. Father God, we thank you, God. Ain't nothing going to stop us from hearing your word, receiving your word, and leaving here with more hope and joy in our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Let me share something with you. Don't throw a stone at me. For 2 years, I've been good. I'm not the best driver, car driver. For a couple years, man, every year I got a speeding ticket. And I had no reason to speed because here's why. If you know me, I'm always on time. So I have no reason to speed at all. None. There's no purpose for me to speed. But for some reason, it's like I knew I was going to get a speeding ticket. Finally, no one had to tell me, Al, you need to slow down. And let me share something with you. The devil wasn't attacking me. He wasn't making me do it. It was me. I had to take full responsibility. And I did. And I didn't even say, God, help me, because I knew it was me. And I remember for now these past couple years, by the grace of God, I haven't got one ticket. And let me share with you why I'm saying that. In the Word of God, he makes it very clear. We're going to see in Ephesians how clear Paul makes the Word of God. So clear that it's up to you today to receive what Paul is saying and say, you know what? I'm going to apply that to my life. It's God today is giving he loves us so much that he today is giving you a free will, a free choice to make a decision today if you want to leave here and walk with God. No one can make you. Now, the Holy Spirit can draw you. Like some of you, you're only here because the Holy Spirit drew you here today. That's the only reason why you're here. You think it was because somebody invited you. No, it was God. That's how God works. He uses people. So we're going to get into some of these scriptures. And these are so simple of verses. We've been in Ephesians verse by verse. And we see Paul, when we first, probably about a month or two ago, when we started Ephesians, how Paul very gently was talking to the Ephesus church. He called them babes at one time. But now you see a little, he's giving them a little bit more meat. He's trying to give them a little bit more, when we say meat, he's giving them a little bit more mature word. To help them to walk with God so they can be a successful Christian. What is a successful Christian? It's somebody that's bearing fruit. It's somebody that got to a place in their walk with God that is being an example for those that don't know God. So we're going to look. We're going to go right into Ephesians 4:28. And listen to this verse. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer. Please keep that right there in the back. Anyone who has been stealing, just you see how easy Paul makes it? Hey, guys, if any of you guys are stealing, just don't steal no more. Oh, okay, but I'm a thief. How am I going to just not steal no more? Right? And so Paul, I love how he makes it so clear. He's saying, hey, guys, if any of you have a place in your life where you feel you have to take always from somebody, you don't have to no more, because guess what? You're born again. You have a Savior. You have a Holy Spirit that now lives inside of you, that will provide for you, that will help you, that will direct you, that will give you purpose. So that kind of lifestyle, you don't even have to do it anymore. Hey, have you guys ever seen, every morning after I spend time with the Lord, don't stone me, please. I look at the news. I look at a different few things on the news, and I always look at TMZ because they tell you like right away, right? And I seen not too long ago a well-known celebrity in a store on camera stealing. And I'm like, she can buy the store. Why is she stealing? And I said, I got to research this. Why is this lady that has so much wealth and so much fame stealing something so simple that she can pay for? You know why? This psychiatrist, he said he counsels what a lot of wealthy people and a lot of people that are celebrities, and this is what happens. Some of these celebrities that at one time were just the top celebrity, they were getting so many calls of certain scripts and movies. Guess what? The calls stopped coming in as much. They weren't even doing movies no more. Maybe they're doing commercials. And the only thing in their mind, they felt that, you know what? It feels like somebody has took something from me. So guess what they do? They go try to take something from somebody else to make them feel a false fulfillment of value in their life. And that's some of us today. There's some areas in our life, guess what? You don't have to do anymore. When you came to a place to say, I do to Jesus, he set you free. You don't have to pick up the bottle no more when you have that pain. You don't have to go to places where you used to go to find this false fulfillment. Because you know why? Because you have Jesus. And he's the only one that's going to give you life. So you have these celebrities, these people that can buy the whole store, still trying to find something to fill that empty void. And that's what Paul says. Let's go back to that verse, please. He says, anyone who has been stealing, anyone that is trying to find a false fulfillment, anyone that's trying to find some other kind of value in your life, anything, you don't have to no more. You're born again. He says, steal no longer. Listen to this. Stealing is to take something that does not belong to you without permission. Real simple. And many of us, before we come to Christ, and some of us that are serving God right now, we're very selfish. When you say I do to the Lord, there has to come a place with your walk with God that you become selfless. And what is selfless? It's not about you no more. It's about advancing the kingdom of God. It's about somehow, some way in your walk with God, getting people to want to serve Jesus. Something in your walk with God, it has to come a place in time where you feel confident enough to tell somebody about Jesus. And so he tells us, he's sitting here telling all these people, you don't have to do that no more. You don't have to take those drugs no more. You don't have to pick up that bottle no more. You don't have to go from relation to relationship no more, because Jesus had set you free when you've given your life to him. No longer do you have to come to a place of emptiness. No more. But here it is. That's your choice. Paul's making that so clear today. Is he not making that clear? He's saying anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer. And if you are familiar with the Bible, and I know many of you are, who's the biggest thief in the Bible? Satan. Even when we give our life completely over to Jesus Christ, as much as God is at work, so is Satan. He's wanting to do something in your life the opposite of what God wants to do in your life. And many of us are familiar with this verse, John 10:10. Let's look at this. John 10:10, please. The thief comes only to do one thing. Satan, when you are born again, and when you experience God, when you experience God's love, God's hope, God's joy, God's peace, God's healing, God's power, God's anointing, God's Holy Spirit, when you finally come to a place of experiencing God, Satan's ready to work. He wants to come in now and take something from you that at one time could have been his. He's looking for something to fulfill his needs because he ain't got it no more. And you know what he wants to do? He wants to steal. Not only steal and take that hope from you and take that joy from you and take that peace and comfort and love and your walk with God and take your faith. He wants to kill you. He don't even want you existing no more. That's the thief. And many of us, we still have that mentality. Like even when we come to Christ, they're like, God owes us. He owes you nothing. He gave his son, Jesus, to die on a cross for you. And he gives you a free heart and opportunity to receive his son, Jesus. So the only thief in the Bible right now is Satan. He's looking to devour your life. He knows you're going to heaven because you're born again, but he would love for you to go to heaven depressed. He would love for you to go to heaven addicted to alcohol and drugs. He would love for you to go to heaven insecure, with no hope, with no peace, with no joy, with no relationship with your kids, your grandkids, your family. That's how he wants you to go to heaven. He wants you to go to heaven with no life and never experiencing the abundant life. Right now, I'm going to call one of my good friends, Wesley, out here. Come on out. Give Wesley a big hand. Many of you guys know Wesley. Man, what a man of God. Wesley, I'm going to ask him a few questions. He said, I can be blunt with the questions. Wesley, how did you lose your legs?
Got blown up in Iraq. Got blown up in Iraq.
Wesley's legs were blown up in Iraq. Right there, some of you are already saying, I'm getting my act together. I'm being honest. How did I first, explain to them when you first walked through that door right over there.
I was dating, I was starting to date my wife, and she came in, oh, let me introduce you to this guy, Pastor Al. And I'm like, okay, no. And you came out, hey, you know, we should get you running, we should get you doing. Like, thanks, man, have a good day. I just walked off, left him standing.
That's exactly what he did. He walked off, I'm like, I was going to give him some hope. At that moment in time in your life, how did you feel?
I was very angry. It was at a very low point in my life. And God was trying to show me something I was not wanting to look.
You hear what that said? He was at a very low, who wouldn't? He lost his legs. The enemy was trying to steal his identity, his everything from his life. But what did you keep, give these people one nugget. What did you keep doing in your life?
I kept showing up.
And then you showing up and not allowing the devil to steal your identity, your joy, your hope, your peace, what kind of fruits came out of that?
The fruits are every Sunday here, every whenever somebody gets baptized, that's the fruit that God, that's kingdom work out there. Yes, sir.
Got married.
Wonderful. We have a beautiful baby. Yes, sir.
And you know what? I pray that he speaks to you. Because easily, and I talked to him about what I'm going to say, easily the devil could have said, hey, you're handicapped. You got no legs. There's no value for you in the kingdom of God. Right? And he was right there, didn't he? He was right there. But you know what he said? No, when you get a hold of God, God don't see handicap. God don't see no legs. He sees a man and he sees a woman of God full of greatness, full of purpose. He wants to fill you with joy. He wants to fill you with his peace, his love. Give God some praise in this house. Thank you, Wesley. Praise God. That's what God wants to do. When you give your life to Jesus, when you give your life completely to the Lord, he now sees his son in you. And the blessing thing about Wesley is I got to see God take place in his life. Little by little. And he didn't even share this. Get on his Instagram. He runs 5Ks, going to climb Mount Whitney next year, hunts and fishes. That devil is a liar. You have to come to a place in your life to say, you know what, God, no more. No more am I going to allow that enemy to steal, kill, and destroy my life. Let's go to that verse again. Look what it ends up saying. Let's go to that Bible verse, John 10:10. Because Jesus has come that they may have life and have it to the full. That's the God you serve. That's the God that you said I do to. That's the God daily that you wake up and you say, Lord, lead me and guide me. That's the Lord that is going to fill you with all your needs that you need in your life when you draw near to him. You have to get it into your life. Listen, I'm so sorry for some of the stuff that might have took place in your past. But here, you got to give it to Jesus. Because if not, you will leave out these doors into that car and go back home allowing the thief to steal, kill, and destroy your life. And you have an opportunity today to say, you know what, Lord, not today. Wesley, let him be your motivator. He motivates me every time I see Wesley out there doing the baptisms and greeting. I had to run out there and get him from greeting and say, I need you back here. Because he allowed God. He allowed the Holy Spirit to come into his life and change him. Let's go back to Ephesians 4:28. That's how simple the word of God is. Paul says you no longer need to take anymore because God's willing to give it all. Listen to this. Listen, I'm not calling nobody lazy, but this is the Bible. I didn't write it. But you must work. Doing something useful with their own hands that they may have something to share with those in need. Let me stop right there. He's saying, listen, and I love Paul's teaching. Paul's so simple. He's just not that parent like I used to be this parent. My daughter's here. She can testify. Don't do this, this, and don't do this, and don't do that. What am I supposed to do, Dad? I don't know yet. When I find out, I'll let you know. Paul don't teach us like that. Paul teaches us how to walk with God successfully. First, he tells us you don't need to do something. But then he goes back on the flip side and he goes, but this is how your walk with God is going to be very successful. You start working. You start doing something useful of what God has given you. You start using your talents. You start using your abilities. You start using the gifts and the calling that God has instilled into your life when you got born again and you got saved. Look at this. A lot of you are familiar with this verse. One of my favorites, Matthew 6:25-34. This is Jesus talking. This is when you completely surrender to God. Listen what happens. This is a great verse of not stealing. Because he goes, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. What you will eat or drink or about your body, what you will wear, is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. Do they not sow or reap or store away in barns? And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than them? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single, listen to this, hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? So how the flowers of the field grow, they do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in the splendor was dressed like one of these. He, listen to this. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much clothe you, you of little faith? Here we go. So do not worry, saying, what shall I eat, or what shall I drink, or what shall I wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But here it is. He didn't stop there. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And guess what? All these things will be given to you. He said, don't worry about nothing. But you don't know what I'm not. What am I going to eat tomorrow? He said, don't worry. What am I going to worry? Don't worry. I ain't got a roof. Don't worry. But here, you'll worry if you're not seeking first the kingdom of God. He says, don't steal no more. But you got to work. And when you start working, I'll bless you. I start opening doors that only God can open. Look at this verse. A lot of you old-time followers are familiar with Malachi 3:8-12. And I'm not preaching about tithe and offering. Just hear this verse. Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me, but you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings. Listen to this. I just like this part. And are under a curse your whole nation because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me. I love it. God says, just test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgate of heaven and pour out such a blessing that there will be no room enough to store it. I will prevent pestis from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. You can go to the, that's okay. He's making it clear to them. He said, listen, guys, you're doing all this stuff without me. And many of us rob God from his blessings. Many of us. And not just from giving, just by doing his will. Listen to what Jesus, listen to what Jesus said in this verse. Listen to this. In Matthew 9, 35, 38. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus went through all the towns and villages teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had, listen to this, compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful. Catch this. But the workers are few. Next verse. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into harvest to the field. You know what he's talking to believers now. He's saying, all you guys, man, there's hurting, broken people out there. And I know some of you are at a place still. You're still broken and you're still hurting and you're saved. But he says, listen, the harvest is ripe. I have nobody to work the fields. That is a message for today to every single one of us. I heard one of these preachers say today that sin today is more bold than it's ever been. Pornography is just a touch of a cell phone. Alcohol and drugs, they have drugs. I don't even know what they're called anymore. They're everywhere. It said sin is just, it's like it just came out and it's so bold and it's trying to destroy the believer and unbeliever. And God gives every single one of us the strength to overcome. He's telling all of us today that we need to come to a place, number one, to trust in God with anything that the devil is trying to take from our lives. Number one, don't steal. I'll put that. Number two, we got to work. The Bible even talks about that if a believer does not work, it's like his hands are worse than like an unbeliever. He's telling us that. And he's not trying to say, hey, because you're lazy. He's trying to say, because you can be an example out there. Because God can use your hands. God can use your feet. See, look at Wesley. He could have said, you know what? I can't do anything. I'm crippled. I have no legs. God can't use me. No, God can use you. Every single one of you here today, God can use. We're going to go to the next verse. Some of you ain't going to like this one. Let's go to that next verse. Ephesians 4, 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. You know what any means? That means nothing. Nothing. I'm going to stay right there, kind of define that right there. Unwholesome. When we gossip, talk behind people's backs. When we speak down on people, when we degrade others, when we insult people, when we curse at people, when we act slander to people. Let me read that one more time. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. He's saying nothing. Absolutely no unwholesome talk to come out of your mouth. But look at the next verse. But only what is helpful for what? For building up others. Building up others. That's what he's saying. It's like, I'm going to use Darren Tripp is right there, one of my good friends. I'm going to use him as an example. I'm just kind of, so you guys can see it a little bit more. What is unwholesome? Hey, Darren, I know you've been coming to church for a while, man, but I can't see God moving in your life, man. If I was you, I'd go back to your old life, man. I knew you from the past, man. I don't see growth in you. I don't see nothing taking place in your life. That's unwholesome talk. Some of you are like, oh, man, I was doing that today to my kids, to my spouse. But you know what? You know what he tells us to do? You know what, Darren? I've been seeing your faithfulness. Every time these doors open, you're here. You're here at Bible study. I see your faithfulness. I see you greeting at the door. I see you ushering, man. Regardless what the devil's trying to steal from you, you're a man of God. And I heard this one guy said, and if you fall back, you better look up because you can get up because you are a man of God created for greatness and created for a purpose. Give God some praise in this house. We need to learn to speak life to one another. Listen to this Bible verse, Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another, not sometimes, daily. Daily speaking life. Daily telling people how great they are. Daily telling it's either your husband or your wife or your kids or your co-worker. You need to ask God today to help you to come to a place to grow, to speak life into people. I was talking to one of my friends earlier, And I like what they said. How do we start talking filthy? What we listen to, what we watch, who we surround our life with. I met men of God go work out in the oil fields, come back, and they cussing me out. I'm like, what happened to you, man? But encourage one another, not sometimes, daily. I'm going to call the worship team back out here, daily. As long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. One more verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, again, encourage one another. Encourage, build up, motivate, speak life, and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Encourage, build, encourage, build. I have a purpose why I called the worship team back out. Because I want to give you an opportunity. You heard the word of God. And some of us today, let me share something with you. I was just talking to one of my buddies. I'm about to be 50 years old in a couple years. I go, if God's willing, 30 more, I do not want to waste my life. I want to be a light for Jesus. I want to be an example for the Lord. If it takes myself laying at that altar, saying, God, I ain't never encouraged anybody in my life, help me, come to this altar, and you start praying and you start seeking God. God, I feel like I need more value in my life. I'm trying to find hope everywhere else. God, I need you today. If you've never given your life to Jesus, whoever invited you, you come bring them up to this altar. This altar for you today. This is your eternity. This is your walk with God. I'll put this right here. You have made a mistake, but I'll tell you right now, you are not a mistake. You may have failed, but you are not a failure. Let's stand on our feet. You are a man and woman of God. Every single one of you have a purpose and a plan in your life. Greatness is within inside of you. Hope is in you. Love is in you. Joy is in you. Don't leave here without experiencing what the God of the universe will do. Don't let the enemy steal you from coming up here and saying, you know what, God, I'm all in. I'm tapping out to Jesus today. Not my will, but your will be done. Give God some praise. You come up here. The altar is open. And I'm going to come back out. We're going to close. Tom, you got this. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just pray. I pray right now, God. We thank you, God, for your mercy and your grace, Lord. I just pray for everyone here today, Lord, that they leave encouraged in you, God. That, God, they felt your presence. They felt your goodness. They felt your love. And, God, those that's never been born again or saved, that they ask your son Jesus into their life, Lord. So we just thank you. What you're going to do, Lord, as we walk out of these doors, serving you wholeheartedly, we thank you and we give God all the praise in Jesus' name. We love you guys. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We pray that this message has ministered to your heart. If you don't already have a church you call home, we invite you to join us at Valley Bible Fellowship for worship, Bible study, fellowship, and more. We're at 2300 East Brundage Lane in Bakersfield, California, near Mount Vernon and Freeway 58. Reach us by phone at 661-325-2251 or visit our website at vbf.org. Here is our King, here is our love.